Firefox used to dominate, yet their market share has fallen from 30% to under 3%, while Chrome has risen to almost 70%. What's strange is it seems like the best browser. It's open source, non-profit, and has the best privacy features by far. So why is Firefox shrinking while Chrome continues to rise? Is the future of the internet only Google? When Firefox first launched, it was a middle finger to Internet Explorer, a browser forced on you by Microsoft. It wasn't a big corporate browser, it was something else. When it launched in 2004, it quickly gained ground and soon was dominating. By 2009, they had over 30% of global browser market share. Even today, many people swear by Firefox. So why? What's so great about it? Well, let's take a look at the other browsers. Google Chrome's entire existence is to collect data and serve Google's ad machine.
And next up, let's go over Google Chrome. You know where this is going. It's going straight in the spyware tier. If you're using Google Chrome, just stop, because what Google is doing with this is it's just collecting all of your data on every website you visit.
It's fairly blatant and quite unethical. In fact, Google just settled a $5 billion lawsuit for still collecting user data even in incognito mode. It's the same thing with Microsoft Edge. Edge exists to also gather user data and to push Bing, Windows integrations, and Microsoft's suite of services. They've also been hit with similar class action lawsuits for tracking browser activity without consent. But what about Firefox? Unlike the other popular browsers, Firefox isn't a part of a big machine or serving a giant corporate overlord. Firefox is produced by the Mozilla Foundation, a nonprofit. Just to be clear, nonprofits can have issues, and they aren't automatically better than for-profit companies, but it shows their priorities. Competitors exist to extract value from users for shareholders. Firefox exists to serve users. This is why people swear by Firefox: privacy. For one, it's open source. You can see a lot of Google Chrome's inner workings, but not everything. Firefox, however, is completely transparent with their code. Anyone can check what Mozilla is up to, while Chrome naturally keeps that a secret. Firefox also blocks many known trackers with Enhanced Tracking Protection, or ETP. One of these are activity tracking scripts, which are commonly found on social media. Another big one is Total Cookie Protection, which Mozilla introduced in 2021. Why does this matter? Well, every site stores cookies, which are essential for some functions, but they also pose a privacy risk.
There is quite a drastic difference between Chromium and Firefox. Whereas Chromium essentially allows everything, while Firefox is like, yeah, I know that you accepted all of them, but let me still assist you to keep some privacy.
Firefox prevents different websites from looking at each other's cookies and learning more about you. It prevents cross-site tracking, which is big. There's much more than just this too. Firefox blocks fingerprinting scripts, crypto mining, and much more. But there is one downside to using Firefox. Firefox isn't as fast as Chrome or Edge for that matter. It's also not as efficient in using memory, but it's been getting much better. As of October 2024, Firefox became 75 times faster at handling WebAssembly, which makes complex web apps like games and tools run much smoother in the browser. It's even overtaken Chrome in some metrics. Speed and efficiency go back and forth with a negligible difference between them, but there's an even bigger issue facing Firefox. When loading some websites, Firefox might struggle to load certain features, have visual bugs, or have broken features altogether, because the website was built with Chrome in mind. Platforms like Google Docs will also load much, much faster on Chrome than Firefox, or actually compared to all other browsers. Why? As it turns out, it's not just to do with Firefox, but the entire internet. Since 2008, Chrome has rapidly gained ground, overtaking Firefox in 2011, Internet Explorer in 2012, and finally claiming the majority of the global market share in October of 2016. Currently, the browser sits at about 70%. That's an unbelievable dominance for one browser. Yet, Google is more prevalent than just that. It has redefined the entire internet around it. Almost every browser runs on something called Chromium, an open-source version of Chrome. It's lightweight, fast, great for developers, and meant building a browser was easy as it aligned web standards. As you can probably guess though, it's developed and maintained by Google and was released alongside Chrome. Brave, Opera, Vivaldi, Samsung Internet, and of course Google Chrome all use Chromium. Even Microsoft gave in and jumped on the Chromium bandwagon with Edge. This means most web developers put all the focus on building for Chromium's Blink engine. Firefox, on the other hand, uses Gecko. Why did Google give everyone their source code to build their own browsers? Well, with the adoption of Chromium, something changed across the internet. It introduced accelerated mobile pages, WebP images, HTML5, and HTTP3. That's a lot of technical terms, but in short, they all make different parts of the web faster and more stable. It also introduced amazing developer tools, which made things more consistent across the board. But there's a problem with all of this. Chromium has set the web standards, or more specifically, Google has set the web standards that suit them. They can introduce whatever technology they want, and everyone has to abide by it. Google has all the power. For example, Google has attempted to replace cookies with their own system, Federated Learning of Cohorts, or FLOC. They say it'll give more privacy, but in truth, it just gives them more power over advertising across the web. Their accelerated mobile pages technology might have sped up websites on your phone, but they do the same thing, give Google more control over web formatting and ranking. Chromium also uses something called resource preloading, which predicts user behavior and makes platforms like Google's seem much faster. Firefox is one of a kind because it's not reliant on something built and controlled by Google, but it goes even deeper. If you have Firefox installed, you can try this experiment for yourself. Open Google Docs or Google Drive on a Chromium browser, then on Firefox. The difference in speed is night and day. All of the technologies I mentioned earlier benefit Google's products. Google's products also have limited features on Firefox. Buttons and docs are missing, YouTube videos have worse playback, Google Meet features have been inconsistent and sometimes unavailable. It's not because Firefox doesn't have the technology. A proportion of the entire web is set by Google and thus built for Google. Even Microsoft is now engaging in this tactic. Firefox and other outsiders like Safari need to invest far more time and resources to catch up to Chromium. Its standards are set by convenience. The Chromium empire all feeds into Google's ecosystem. But ironically, so does Firefox in a way. Ever wonder how Google became such a dominant search engine? One of their biggest tactics is to simply pay for it. The company has spent billions of dollars to be the default search engine on other browsers, including Firefox. In fact, more than 86% of Mozilla's revenue in 2020 came from Google, and 81% in 2022. Not only are most browsers using Chrome's model, but they're also using Google. Ironically, Firefox, while one of the few non-Chromium-based browsers, is still reliant on Google. But this might be changing. Massive disruptions in the industry have occurred, very recently in fact. On June 3rd, 2024, Google rolled out their most impactful browser feature, Manifest V3. They're phasing out extensions built on Manifest V2, and all Chromium-based browsers are expected to fully migrate by June 2025. Why does this matter? Google says it's for better privacy by limiting the data extensions can collect, and it will supposedly improve browser speed. This might be true, but it's not the real reason. At the end of the day, Google is not a browser company or even a search engine company. They're an advertising company. Over 75% of Google's revenue is advertisements alone, and Manifest V3 is a targeted attack on ad blockers.
Chromium-based browsers are moving to the new Manifest V3 standard, which seriously limits certain types of extensions in the name of security, notably ad blockers.
Extensions like uBlock Origin are now extremely limited or just don't work anymore. Banner ads, YouTube ads, pop-ups, and much more are now free game. Ad blockers weren't just for convenience though, they were also for privacy. Many ad blockers prevented third parties from tracking you and collecting your browser data. Naturally, people are furious. Many people used Chromium platforms because they disliked Chrome, but still enjoyed their consistency across the web and privacy.
As Chrome's biggest defender, I'll admit, today kinda sucks. The end is near, and the future of uBlock Origin isn't looking particularly bright.
Google is leveraging its control over the internet, aka Chromium, to ensure its bottom line, removing ad blockers because they're a risk to its primary revenue stream. Just look at the dislikes on Google's video. The top comment on the video is, "This is so awesome. I love when Chrome makes it easier to switch to Firefox." Speaking of Firefox, being one of the few outsiders in Google's ecosystem may finally be paying its dividends.
Firefox and its privacy-first descendants, like Tor Browser and Mullvad, have no plans to drop Manifest V2 anytime soon.
People are moving away from Chromium towards Firefox. The casual majority won't, but more attentive users are certainly weighing the benefits of Chromium. Firefox not only offers better privacy now, but also continues to be more ad-free. Things are starting to look up for Firefox and simultaneously are getting much worse for Google. Google has been facing more and more scrutiny. Recently, they settled a $5 billion lawsuit for collecting data while users browsed using incognito mode, which is supposed to store no history, cookies, or site data. Yet, that's nothing compared to a recent battle they've been fighting for some time. The US Department of Justice has argued that Google has formed an illegal monopoly. Google's tactic of paying browsers to be their default search engine might not be legal. For example, in 2022, they paid Apple $20 billion to be Safari's default search engine. Why is this a problem? Well, it stifles competition and prevents any competing browsers from gaining much ground, like say DuckDuckGo, regardless of how good they are. A US judge has ruled Google an illegal monopoly, stating, "Google is a monopolist, and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. It has violated Section 2 of the Sherman Act." Not only that, but Google is being ordered to sell off Chrome. This sounds like good news, but remember, most of Firefox's revenue is from Google, so this will actually hurt Firefox more than Google. So, is there any hope for Firefox? Firefox is an outsider in Google's ecosystem, and that's why we need it. It challenges Google's dominant monopoly. It's possible it will always remain a niche part of the web. It would be nice if privacy-first browsers like Firefox or Brave had more of a foothold, but at least they exist. Now, with Manifest V3, Google's many new problems and Firefox's newfound speed, it has the best chance in a decade to regain ground. But it might not be enough. With no more Google money, being independent might ironically cause the death of Firefox. While watching this video, you might have been wondering, how is Google Chrome collecting data even through incognito mode? As it turns out, it's just one part of a battle for privacy that goes much deeper than you'd expect. Click here to watch this video next, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.